Welcome to Blacksburg Walks. Warning, by downloading or streaming the audio walks, you agree to hold Virginia Tech and its employees and agents, as well as the creators of these audio walks, harmless from any and all claims that may arise from your utilization of this project. They shall extend to all liabilities, including personal injury and property damages. Please use caution while walking along and crossing streets. Be extra careful since you are wearing headphones. Stay alert to any possible incident as you would when walking on any other occasion. So let me tell you a little bit more about myself. My name is Susan Ahn, and I'm an undergraduate student here at Virginia Tech, hopefully getting 2 degrees in economics and international studies, and a minor in Spanish. I love singing and playing my guitar and writing in my journal. And I like taking very interesting classes, hence why I'm making this audio walk for you to enjoy. This audio walk is approximately 30 minutes. I will be guiding you through an audio walk through beautiful Blacksburg, located in Southwest Appalachia, Virginia. Let me introduce to you some of the other voices that you will hear.
My name is Elena DeLise. I am the sustainability coordinator for Dining Services. I principally am in charge of anything that would have to do with local sustainable organic foods, as well as our local sustainable food production here and waste reduction. I have lived in Blacksburg for almost 4 years now. It's my Virginia Tech is my alma mater.
Well, by way of introduction, my name is Bill Klaus. Actually, my full name is George William Klaus, but I haven't been called by my first name since I was born. I lived in Blacksburg since 1973.
My name is Gwen Hamilton, and I am an organic farmer in Newport, Virginia. My husband and I grow certified organic herbs, vegetables, and flowers.
We will begin at the Virginia Tech Duck Pond, walk our way through the drill field, and end at the farmer's market, talking about the idea of sustainable living. To fully experience the farmer's market, I recommend taking the walk during its regular hours. Between April 1st and December 31st, the market is open Saturday morning and Wednesday afternoon and night. During January 1st through March 31st, it is only open on Saturday mornings. For specific times, please check out www.bbfarmersmarket.org. We will be experiencing the town through our own eyes, my narration, and the colorful voices of the people who actually live here. Let's start our journey. I'm starting at the intersection of Smithfield Road and Duck Pond Road. Walk along the paved path. And look, there's the water to the left. It's hard to miss. It looks so tranquil and picturesque. I start here to highlight one of the things the town is very well known for, Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University, or as everyone else calls it, Virginia Tech.
I think of Blacksburg in a way, and I don't mean to downplay the importance of all of Southwest Virginia, but I think of Blacksburg as kind of an oasis, primarily because of the university.
Blacksburg is a really great place because not only are we in the mountains and somewhere rural, but we also have a really tight-knit university and town community that is very walkable, very accessible. The quality of life here is extremely high for how low the cost of living can be, and that makes it a really wonderful kind of oasis in Appalachia.
Blacksburg is so intertwined with tech that couldn't separate them or one could not survive without the other.
There are the ducks. Some of them are waddling near me. There's some joggers here. Looks like some students decided to take the scenic path to class. The well-known school and the town have a very interesting relationship. The large student population brings business, money, spirit, and also a large and loud voice of young adults eager for change. However, this large student population also brings more buildings, restaurant food chains, apartments, and energy is used more and more every year to accommodate them. The path divides into two, one with a wooden bridge and the other without. Take the one on the right. I go more closer to the water, and I find some things that shouldn't be there. A plastic bag, a soda can. The beauty of this place can be disrupted by litter. Blacksburg and Virginia Tech both work to increase recycling.
So in our dining centers, we've begun to recycle the past few years because it's very important to us. Everybody's heard the phrase reduce, reuse, recycle. There's a reason that reduce and reuse are first. First of all, we should be thinking about what kinds of things we're consuming as people in our society that create this kind of packaging. There's petroleum that goes into that plastic. There's aluminum that has to be mined that goes into those cans. So what we really want to think about is consuming less of those beverages, or perhaps thinking about consuming them in different ways. Like if you really like soda, you can drink from a fountain and use a reusable container or things like that. Things like aluminum are extremely important to recycle because you can get as much of a 95% return on your energy investment for that recycling.
80% of the apartments had no recycling program, have no recycling program in Blacksburg. But this year they're going to be required to develop a program and to have on-site recycling for their residents. So because 50% of the residents of Blacksburg live in apartments, 50% of them, and there's not recycling, that's a tremendous waste of materials. I have two grandsons and a granddaughter that live here in town. And I remember one of my grandsons taking cold showers, and his mother asked him why he was taking cold showers, and he said because to heat the water, that takes energy and that wastes energy. And I think he was probably about 8 years old at the time.
As we leave the duck pond, I will be crossing the road at the designated crosswalk. As long as you're inside the lines, the cars are supposed to yield, but still use caution. Cleaning up after ourselves, reducing the use of natural resources, and reusing what we already have all deals with the concept of sustainability. Now I am on Drillfield Drive. These road names sure are clever, aren't they? There aren't any road signs, but just make sure that the small parking lot is to your right, and then there's just a field to your left. So, we're here at the drill field, the center of the university. Feel free to roam wherever you wish during this time, through the grass or on the sidewalk, but I'll be on the sidewalk since I'm wearing heels today. Just try to stay on the right side of the drill field. So, what is sustainability to you?
Being conscious of our environment and our effect on the environment. Whatever we do affects the environment. And if we can minimize this effect of the environment and live sustainably so that things can be recycled, so that what we consume, whether it be what we eat or what we drive, it has a minimal impact on the environment. And
the definition is so broad and varies from person to person. And with all these viewpoints and all these opinions, you can see why it is sometimes difficult to create a cohesive plan of action regarding the environment. Bill is the president of Sustainable Blacksburg, a nonprofit community organization that facilitates effective environmental stewardship since 2005.
Since I led the coup, I was elected president for life. I'm just kidding. But I am an officer on the board of directors. I'm president of the organization now. We started with zero last summer, and we're up to 180 members, people that wish to be informed of what Sustainable Blacksburg is doing. Each person has to understand what they can do to help improve our environment and why that's important. And this is one of the functions of Sustainable Blacksburg, is to try to better educate all of us.
Blacksburg has a very active community.
If you ever want to see some active people, come to a town council meeting, for example, where there's a controversial subject being discussed. And town council is very aware of how active the people in Blacksburg are.
So Blacksburg has this awesome and active community and uses it to be more sustainable. I thought it was only through recycling and reusing materials, but there's a way to be sustainable through food and what we eat too.
All the land has been despoiled in order to grow huge quantities of food. All the plants have been modified, how the soil has been modified, and how the food that we consume has been modified to the point where I don't think it's safe anymore.
According to the USDA, in early 20th century America, over half the population worked on farms. Now, the American labor workforce only has less than 2% farmers. Small to middle class sized farms are being eliminated because of the power of large, concentrated and industrial sized farms using mass production technology and machines. In result, it's become cheaper to trade with other countries who focus on one or two types of food, creating these large transportation costs.
I have been told that the average item that we eat has traveled about 1,500 miles to get to our tables. And when you think of the amount of fuel that's consumed to transport food long distances from Chile, from Ecuador, from all over the world, and it's a nice idea because I can eat strawberries in the middle of winter, for example, but it's at a cost.
Many believe that massive food production chooses efficiency over health, doing things the way nature didn't intend to, with chemicals and pesticides.
And who knows what that's doing to us. And it's washing off of broccoli and going into our soil and going into our water system. And it's pretty sketchy stuff.
So the concept of food miles is the distance in which food must travel to arrive at our grocery stores, how far it is transported. Of course, it shouldn't be the only aspect of energy consumption and food production you should look at, but a very helpful one. To the left, you should be seeing some academic buildings, one of the larger ones being Burris Hall, the one right in the middle. At the end of the day, it is our decision if we think that these issues are important and to take necessary action if we think so. It is an individual choice to try and live more environmentally friendly, but we must remember that our individual choice has effects on all of us and our generations to come. I see a group of students playing football. Another's playing soccer and I think ultimate frisbee. The drill field is so big that so many of these games can be played simultaneously. Let's take a break from talking about all this food and sustainability. I want to show you some local Blacksburg talent. Here are some songs and poems performed and written by Virginia Tech undergraduate students. Take this time to relax and explore, and by the end, just follow the path on the right if you're not there already, and this path will curve slightly to the right, and there will be another crosswalk. Let's meet between Newman Library and the University Bookstore, the two buildings across the street. The left has all clear windows, or walls, you can call it, on the first floor, and there's also bike racks to the left as well. We will walk between these two buildings. Dustin is a very talented singer and songwriter who talks about self-reflection in his song Questions. After listening, take a moment to think about how this can be connected to sustainability. It's important to realize our effect on the world and question our actions a little more deeply.
Who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I me? And when I look in the mirror, who am I supposed to be? Why do I smile just the way I do? How do you see me? Why am I blind to things that everyone else can see? Oh, I have questions, just like you, I have questions. And what do I do when the answer is not clear? The response is hard to hear. I look above and my question fades away. And my question fades away.
Olivia's poem is titled The Process. For me, this poem makes me think about our imprint on the earth. Learning and understanding are such key elements for implementing effective change. People must understand the issues before trying to solve anything, and it's a process.
The process. I don't trust the process, so I guess that leaves it all up to me. I will sing the same note over and over until I find the right key. Because tomorrow is tomorrow, which makes today the day to repeat the same mistakes over, but in a completely different way. Wait for me, just wait, because I will make the same mistake in each facet. But I will learn, promise I'll learn, just give me time and I will have it. For these things can't be rushed like Tri-Delt or Pi Beta Phi. I must take my time to learn alone and possibly spend that time gazing high.
That was Olivia. She's a sophomore as well and is an economics major. I met her freshman year and we were actually roommates. And we made a lot of very fond memories in that cozy and small dorm room. Marika is a marketing major. Her song, Superhero, is hinting at the superhero in all of us. Yes, sometimes we hurt, we bruise, and maybe bleed a little, but with the right mindset, there's so much we can all do.
I'm my own superhero, can't you see my strength? There can be darkness all around me, I'll go to any length. I am created in the likeness of the ones from before, but there are different things about me that I cannot ignore. I am human, I hurt, I cry, I bruise, and I bleed. But this human has everything it takes to succeed. There is nothing can hold me back from reaching my dreams. No, there's nothing. There's nothing, 'cause I'm a superhero. Oh, 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 oh.
I hope you enjoyed that short break, but we're almost at the farmer's market and there's still so much I want to tell you, so let's keep going. Walk straight. There should be an academic building called Squires to your left and some square dining tables to your right. One way to live sustainably is choosing what we eat, eating food from the farmer's market.
A farmer's market allows you the opportunity to find out what people like, what varieties they're most interested in, how they're cooking them, and developing. It's a great opportunity for developing a relationship with the people that eat what you grow.
We can meet the people that grow food and that sell us their products, and we can visit their farms, and we can see how their animals are raised, we can see how the vegetables are raised. And as far as sustainability is concerned, I think it's mainly because these things do not have to be shipped over long distances.
To be honest, I had no idea what seasonal foods were until very recently. I thought that we could plant every type of food at the same time, but food has seasons and growing months. So something I want in December that is usually produced in the summer has to be shipped from sometimes a different country. The food from farmers markets is produced locally, so there's way less food miles.
It's very important to keep these businesses alive because they very well might be our food security future and the future of the uniqueness of our community. So I think that all of these things, keeping our money in locally owned businesses, keeping our money in farmers markets, are very important to the well-being of the community as a whole now and in the future.
Do you see this street sign? Olley Street and College Avenue? Walk through the crosswalk towards the newspaper stands. Now let's keep walking. Go straight on this sidewalk.
My husband got really sick last year, not last year, the year before, 2009, and he was in the hospital for 3 months, and our customers, I would find envelopes of money hiding under my baskets at the market stand. They were slipping money to my fellow vendors to give to me anonymously. They were delivering meals to us. They took care of us. They came out. We had volunteer work days, and we had 30 people at a time coming out to to plant garlic, and our customers are just the most amazing people. My husband and I have moved, or had moved, every 3 years for 3 or 4 times, and I remember at one time thinking, so this is it, Blacksburg. You know, this is really where I'm gonna maybe spend the rest of my life. And I wasn't so sure about it, but after developing this relationship with the customers and the other farmers and having them help me and my husband through what we went through, I am happy to be here and grow food for the people of Blacksburg for for the rest of my life.
Shopping at a farmer's market is a great way to live sustainably. Local farmers producing seasonal food. Turn right on Draper Road, just before the vegetarian restaurant Gilly's. It has the most amazing brunch on Sundays. I totally recommend it. Food miles can be a little complicated. Just looking at this, it seems like local's better. However, when we look at the bigger picture, we can see that there's many factors when considering which is most ideal for our environment, which is essentially better, removing the use of pesticides and chemicals that are sprayed to the earth, or less distance in food transportation. Or in other words, local or organic. Erica Engelhaupt provides this example. It can be more energy efficient for a British household to buy tomatoes or lettuce from Spain than from heated greenhouses in the United Kingdom. It's a complicated issue in trying to find the right answer for all to follow regarding sustainability. But perhaps depending on location, culture, and lifestyle, there's an answer for us individually. For me, and for maybe some of you too, the farmer's market is an interesting place to start.
Every time my husband and I travel, we try to visit a farmer's market. And we've been to small markets and big markets, and every time we visit a market, we are more and more impressed with the Blacksburg market. We have a really diverse offering. There's bread, there's cheese, there's vegetables, there's meat. So I'm continually impressed by our market. And we continue to grow and change to meet the needs and the wants of our customers.
Oh, there it is, the farmer's market. Up on the left, a sign with small white printed letters, Blacksburg Farmers Market. Now that we're here, it's time to take off your headphones and enjoy yourselves. It is a place worthwhile to talk and interact with local farmers and customers. Try imagining your local grocery store. What does it have? What do you buy? Compare it to the kinds and tastes of the farmer's market. Experiment. I hope this walk gave you some good and useful information about Blacksburg and its sustainability measures, as well as kept you entertained along the way. Contribute your opinion and thoughts on our guest book, and also please enjoy listening to the other audio walks featured on our website. It's been such a pleasure guiding you today.